Welcome to Newsbox. Today is Tuesday the 8th of August. We are recording and hopefully going to upload everything all on the same day.
God.
With today's newspapers and everything, it's almost a miracle. Thank gosh for the broadband in our flat, which has finally started work.
I just can't believe it.
It's a miracle.
It is a miracle that hasn't as yet happened. So let's not put all our eggs in one basket. Or throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Okay, we won't do that. What's the news?
The news is Lady Mucker.
Yeah.
Macca's estranged mucky missus has she tried to arrive at Macca's mansion with baby Beatrice.
It's all very alliterative, this story, isn't it?
And she found out that the locks had been changed. So she got her driver to try and break in for her.
Uh-oh.
And suddenly... The alarms went off. Loads of police arrived. And she had to drive around the block to stop Beatrice from being scared of the cops.
So he changed locks to keep her out, or did it just the locks had been changed?
Well...
Can I just say, that's a very pretty blouse you're wearing today, Alina.
Thank you. My mum's coming to visit today, so I thought, I know what... Put on a pretty blouse.
You should like that. You're not going to wear that hat, are you?
No.
Fidel Castro.
Oh, him?
Him. Looks like his 47 hold of power in Cuba is over. Not because he's given up, just because he's not very well. And he's gone. Oh, it's time to let someone else pop at it.
Well, what will they do, though? I mean, are they going to change Cuba?
I don't know. It's going to be a peaceful succession.
Good.
I think it's going to be some fella who is a leading intellectual and Cuban government member. Oh no, hang on, it's not going to be him. I don't know. Hopefully they're going to keep the Yanks out, though.
Mm.
I guess that's the plan. They seem quite happy as they are.
Over there, they've got a lot of stuff from the 50s still, haven't they?
Cars are, mainly. Not much else.
Not much else.
No.
Why is that? Is that because of... imports and exports?
There's a certain... I don't really know. I just went there on holiday and I went to a beach that was just beaches. I think it's to do with... Well, probably that, you know, back in the 50s, they made things, built things to last.
That's true.
And people look after them. But there is an export. They didn't trade with America, obviously, but I think their biggest trading partner is, or certainly was for a while, Russia. I think they make cars.
And black puddings from Berry.
Really?
Yeah.
Popular in Cuba.
Very populist.
A bit of fringe news as we're up for the festival. Mel Smith from the 80s has been playing Winston Churchill on stage.
Mm-hmm.
There was a big hoo-ha about whether he would defy the smoking ban and light up a cigar on stage.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I mean, I understand the smoking ban, but at the same time, Winston Churchill's got to have a cigar.
Yeah, he has.
He's got to do flicking the bees, is what he did.
And frankly, you know, people have smoked on stage for a long time, and so long as it's done safely,
yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, as long as, you know, it's not the audience smoking and Roy Castle playing with trumpets, it's probably going to be okay. But anyway, there was a bit of ooh about whether he was going to do it or not. And then apparently, so the assembly room say that they were threatened with closing the whole venue down. Mel Smith says, well, I was happy to pay the fines myself because I think it's ridiculous, but mm-hmm. if you're actually threatening to close everybody else's shows, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
So he didn't go with the cigar.
He
did go outside immediately and have a cigar after the show. So that's the news there.
Did he go out dressed as Winston Churchill?
I'm not sure.
Paul O'Grady's not very well.
Again, he's always falling apart.
He says, I'm like a broken toy.
He is like, I guess he's a toy that is broken, as Key would sing in their song Broken Toy.
Oh. He said that he'd been in hospital and he got loads of Get Well Soon cards. The first one he opened was Paul, Get Well Soon, from Yates Wine Lodge, Liverpool. He says, I can relate to that. They're my punters. They know me.
Right, he's not their punter in any way.
They're his punters. They know me.
I liked him better when he dressed as a lady.
Yeah, and even then, he was still, you know, he wasn't that great.
Well, he did blankety blank, but he was no Terry Wogan.
He's like a slightly more scathing Chris Neil, really, isn't he? If Chris Neil was Liverpudlian, he'd be much more famous.
Probably true.
If he was a Liverpudlian.
Because I imagine most of the people who listen to this haven't got a fucking clue who he is.
Oh, yeah.
And that's all well and good. Apparently, here you go, gullible fools, healthy bacteria in yoghurts and yoghurt-style drinks, they might not be that healthy at all. They're bacteria. What they're saying is essentially it's bacteria. Probably not that good for you. So say scientists. Professor Glenn Gibson, who's an expert in food microbiology, says, as a rule of thumb, you can trust the big manufacturers. Their quality control is very good. On the other hand, there are lots of products out there that no one's ever heard of. And this is where the problems arise. Half the products on sale don't match what they say on their labels. So they make you sick. But you're probably all right with your famous ones, such as Yakult and that. I don't know any others.
Actimel.
This is Claire. She's our guest for today.
Yes. Welcome, Claire. You've got lovely eye makeup today.
Yeah. Thanks, it's blue.
I haven't put any eye makeup on yet. I might copy Claire's.
You're very good at applying it.
Thank you. I use brushes and pencils and things.
Mm. All sorts of media.
Now, the Daily Mirror has done a survey on telephone helplines.
Are they all shit?
Well, mostly they're all shit. I mean, you know how much I get, how angry I get from these things. It's one of the few things that makes me so angry. I can't even speak. They make me so angry. The best one is Yorkshire Water. If you phone up, they go, it rings once, and then a real voice will say, hello, this is Yorkshire Water. That's the best one, because that's what you want. The rest of them are all like, you are a very important customer. And then they hang up on you. Or leave you on a very expensive line, or play shit music.
I thought that was illegal to leave you like hanging on an expensive line. I thought it was okay with free phone, but if you're paying for it, this is just my understanding.
Only deliberately.
Some of it's still very bad. It probably should be illegal, but it's not. And
I'm going to ban it.
I'm hoping that this research will make them change their ways, but I don't think it will.
Probably not. You know, we were talking about smoking ban earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, second-hand smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Also third-hand smoke now, which you can get a baby. Apparently, babies can absorb nicotine if you hug them. And if they touch a surface that's got a bit smoky, I don't think it's going to kill them or anything, but watch out for third-hand smoke.
According to the Daily Mirror, kids can get lung cancer from just crawling around on a carpet where a cigarette once was.
I don't think that's true, because not many children have ever had lung cancer, not many babies, as far as I'm aware.
You don't hear about them.
Well, you would, though, I'm sure. I mean, the leukemia ones, yeah, 10 a penny, but lung cancer... I don't know. I think it's a slight exaggeration, but...
Steve from Coronation Street has been found guilty of drunk driving, and he claimed his positive breath test was simply because he did a burp at the same time as doing the breathing.
Brilliant. Did he get away with that?
No, he didn't get away with it. He's been done for it. He got done for it once before in 1993.
Oh, so is he going to get proper big trouble this time? That's a long time ago, though.
I don't think so, because he's a soap star and drives a flashy Jaguar XK8. Oh, and he had been driving the wrong way down a one-way street. It's not very good.
The Scotsman have got a double-page spread interview with Russell Brand. I couldn't be bothered to read it, but there was an interesting bit at the start. There is light at the end of the tunnel, everyone. Apparently Big Brother is going to finish. Its final eviction will be on bank holiday weekend at the end of August. So it is going to finish.
Good.
That was all I really gained from reading that.
That's I thought maybe next weekend.
There's still about 100 people in there, though, shouldn't there?
I know, but you think they'd suddenly start just knocking them off one by one quite quickly.
Mm. And they're putting more people in. But yeah, there is like, it is going to end, everybody. It's not going on forever and ever.
Bloody hell. Kate Moss and Pete Doherty are back together.
Boring. Selfridges. they're going to start unveiling their Christmas range this week. Apparently there's a high demand for customers for some Christmas decorations. First of October for John Lewis. You have to wait a bit longer if you want to go to J.Lew.
Oh.
Those Selfridges, they do a nice Christmas spread. I'll give them that.
I can't bear to think about Christmas yet.
No, it's still quite well.
Depressing enough as it is.
Okay.
God.
It's alright, we don't have to.
We don't have to.
No. I don't think we should be thinking about Christmas before Big Brother ends, certainly.
No. Dawn French claims men deter young women from becoming comedians. The Comic 48 hopes she would have been overtaken by a new wave of younger women comedians by now. But a new poll has revealed her and Victoria Wood are still seen as Britain's best female comedians.
Well, yeah, she's got a point, actually. I was going to say that's bollocks, but really, there should be someone new who... Because we know lots of very good female comedians.
We do?
We're producing a lot of them at the Fringe. But none of them have got exposure above and beyond what Victoria Wood and Dawn French have. You know? Even Lucy Porter is only, you know...
She exposes something, but...
Usually tops at her breasts.
Yeah.
Not the nipples. She's a nice girl.
No, she's a lovely girl.
But, you know, she's only ever done Never Mind the Buzzcocks. She's not got a sitcom, I think.
No. What about, there's the Smack the Pony ladies, but they've never achieved notoriety.
No. Whatever happened to Fiona Allen? She was my favourite. I haven't seen her in anything for ages. But they were more actresses rather than comedians, weren't they? I mean, Sally Phillips did do some writing, but it was mainly about splitting up with Richard Herring. And now she's a Christian and married.
Is she a Christian and married?
Yes. she ain't got nothing to complain about.
I'll tell you what, she's very pretty.
She is very pretty, yes.
There's a war going on.
Oh, where's that?
Don't know, all over the place, really. A little kid got buried alive, and picture here of a dead baby's hand poking out some rubble.
That's poignant.
That's what you want when you're eating your breakfast.
An Austrian figure skating Olympic medalist has been convicted for conspiracies, plotting to kidnap a teenage daughter and holding her up for ransom of a Romanian businessman. I just said a teenage daughter as if that was relevant. Basically, he was going to do some kidnapping and ransoming. And I just thought, ooh, do you remember, what was that the lady's name? And she kneecapped another figure skating. Figure skating turns out to be surprisingly a hotbed of crime.
Jane Torville?
No, but that's what I think. Torville and Dean.
Robin Cousins?
They were, you know, very well behaved. Since then, there's a new generation of very bad, naughty people doing skating, and that's why it's not as good anymore. They should be concentrating on their boleros.
Yeah. It's not a posh people's sport, though, is it?
No, probably. It isn't really, no. They'd be doing polo or tennis
or
something.
Horse riding, yeah. Tennis, ballroom dancing.
Not sliding around on some ice.
Yeah, not going doing skiddies on a Saturday afternoon.
But there we are. As a Taiwan, they have a ghost festival every year. It's happening now. They reckon that ghosts wander around the city for a month. And to appease them, they have to burn money. But the environmentalists say, no, don't burn paper money, because there's millions of you doing it. It's quite bad for the environment. But why not try worshipping the ghosts on the internet?
But burning money is a terrible idea.
Well, it's not real money, it's paper money. So you think, are ghosts stupid? Are they going to... Surely, if you believe that there are ghosts roaming your city for a month, then you could appease them by burning money. You should burn actual money.
Yeah.
Not just go, get the Monopoly money out, quick, set fire to it. That's not going to work.
That's not going to help anyone, is it, really? No. Unless you died during a very vicious Monopoly game.
Could happen.
It's probably happened at least once.
Yeah. There's a... Tourists are flocking to the Alps. There's a big rock that's going to fall off the side of the mountain due to global warming, kids. beside the Empire State Building, and there's a little hotel that kind of overlooks it, and people are flocking there, just sitting and waiting for this rock to fall down. Not my idea of a good time, and also, it sounds quite dangerous. I mean, I think it's going to fall into a ravine. I'd like to see it on a video, but I couldn't bother just to sit there and wait. And what happens when you go to sleep or something? Or what if you've gone to the bog, right? God, I'm just going to have a piss. I'm bored of waiting. You come back, he's gone. You missed it.
Yeah.
Annoying.
Yeah, but you'd see, you'd hear it.
I suppose, yeah.
You'd feel the
shudders. It'd probably shake a little bit.
Yeah.
That might help you. You're weird. I think we should wrap up.
Desert Orchid, the famous horse.
Yeah.
Has been the best man at a wedding.
Stupid, it's a horse. Well, it probably made quite a good speech, comparatively.
Well, he was wearing a garland.
Oh.
And he looks like he's having a nice time, actually. He looks quite happy. There's a turkey being done on 2 charges of cruelty. Oh, no. No, the men accused of cruelty to turkeys.
Right, yeah, that's less interesting.
I only read the headline, to be honest, and it says turkey 2 cruelty charges, so what was I supposed to think?
To be honest, I'd have jumped to the conclusion that someone had been cruel to a turkey rather than the other way around. Can't wrap it up.
Brittany's gone brunette.
Boring.
Yeah. And her tits look a very odd shape indeed.
Interesting. She's pregnant, isn't she?
She is, but, you know, people's breasts get bigger when they're pregnant, but surely they don't.
Well, she's still breastfeeding as well, probably. Maybe she's just done one of them. That's just been drained. By Sean Preston. And so that's why they're a bit out.
Is that her husband? Oh no, Kevin Federline.
Come on, finish, wrap up, Zena. Any more stories?
Puff Diddy is Dandy Diddy.
Thanks for listening to News Box. We'll hopefully be back tomorrow. Goodbye.